You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Let's take a look back at some memorable must-see moments from the 2017 season. Hyun-Jin Ryu is into leather.
Gently hit up along first. Could be a tough play, though. Ryu flips it to Gonzalez, and they got him. A magic trick for out number one. What just happened?
He's about to play the ball as a violin. Got it.
And the 0-1 on the way. Ground ball slowly hit up the right side. And Ryu flips it to Gonzalez, who catches it with his bare hand against his right shoulder for the ugliest looking beautiful play. One out and nobody on in the third.
Yasiel Puig shows off the cannon.
Posey pokes one into right, a base hit. Puig picks it up. He fires for the plate. It is in time, and the inning is over. Yasiel Puig cuts down Brandon Belt and makes this a scoreless first inning for Hyun-Jin Ryu.
Well, it's a hard hit ball, and he charges it really well, but this is thrown harder than it was hit, and it's thrown perfectly.
Grounds it to the right side, into right field for a base hit. Rounding third on his way home is Belt. Throw to the plate, and he is out! Thrown out by Yasiel Puig, and oh, what a throw by Puig!
And that ends the inning. There may not be a better arm in the league than that of Yasiel Puig.
It was a ninth inning for the ages at Dodger Stadium.
Dodgers with an uphill climb here, down 5-2. Puig, Bellinger, and then likely Justin Turner. Swing and a hammered ball to left center field. Puig leads off the ninth with a homer. It's a start.
And Cody Bellinger, who homered in his last at-bat, with a fly ball deep down the right field line, and it is gone! Bellinger with his second home run of the night, the second home run of his career, goes back to back with Puig. The Dodgers are within one. It is 5-4.
Now Justin Turner. Swing and a drive! Absolute madness! Consecutive home runs to tie the game in the ninth inning. Bounce to the hole. Hit off the glove and in the left. The Dodgers win it. A night to remember.
The better question may be, what can't Yasiel Puig do?
To the shin. Lines one into right field for a base hit. Rounding third is Spangenberg. Puig is going to throw to third base and get Solarte by a country mile.
The way he got his body behind that, that's going to be hard to go home because it was going to his right, and it was almost at an angle where he can get behind it to get something on it to go to third.
Going to work now for the Dodgers. And here's a fly ball. Well hit to right center field. Puig coming on, and he makes the catch with a eye on the ball and an eye on Peterson. A terrific catch running from right toward center.
Goes after the first pitch, flies it to deep right center. Puig's at the wall, leaps to make the catch, and smiles because he probably made it a little more difficult than he needed to.
Late inning heroics produce another win.
Set the table, first and second, one out.
For Cody Bellinger.
Ground ball into right field for a base hit. Here comes Seager to the plate, and he will score. Bellinger delivers again, and the Dodgers have tied it at three.
And now he hits a ground ball that nobody can catch. This one finds the four hole.
We play into the bottom of the 10th inning with Stripling at first and two outs as Austin Barnes comes up. Lines one into right center, a base hit. How fast can Ross Stripling run? He hits third and comes home fast enough. They tie it in the ninth and win it in the 10th.
Austin Barnes with a two-out double into right center. The Dodgers with a run in the bottom of the 10th inning. Walk it off. It's 4-3.
Quick reflexes by Chase Utley leads to a nifty play.
Off the end of the bat, it hits the bag. Utley twirls around, finds it, and feeds Maeda. Still plenty of magic in the old vet.
That's fantastic. This ball deflects. Now, how do you know that's where it goes? But Chase Utley has eyes in the back of his head. He knows exactly where to go. He knows he doesn't have time to glove it and then throw it and know to make a play he's probably never made in his big league career.
Now the 0-2 on the way. Ground ball, right side, off the bag. Utley now with a barehanded toss to first base, and out at first base is Mercer. What a play by Chase Utley. It hit ding-dong right off the bag. Then he fielded it with the bare hand. Maeda sprinting to first, got the toss, and Mercer was robbed of a base hit.
Clearly, this was Kenley Jansen's night.
Two gone in the eighth inning, and it's Kenley Jansen on to try and make it a four-out save. He's got the first step. Two on for Kenley Jansen.
First and second, one out. Jansen now swinging away, and it's off the glove of first baseman Bohr. And it's going to be an infield hit.
And pigs fly. Bottom third of the order against Jansen. Jansen gets him in quick order.
Call strike three.
A chance here at an immaculate inning. He gets it. Kenley Jansen strikes out the side on nine pitches.
Don't tell Chase Utley that he's past his prime.
Backhanded stab by Utley. What a play by Chase Utley. Riddle robbed of a base hit.
Chase Utley laying out full extension and off the knees finishing off the play.
38 years young. Ground ball, a diving backhanded stop by Utley from his knees. He throws to first base and gets the runner. My, oh my. Forget what the birth certificate says about when Chase Utley was born. He just sacrificed his body, leaped into the air, a diving stop, and then throws out the runner. What a play.
In the field and at the plate, Yaziel can do it all.
Tomahawks this one down the right field line. Puig running a mile after it, into the corner to catch it. The Wild Horse in a phone booth in the corner for the first out.
Hooking toward the corner, Puig runs into the corner and makes a spectacular catch. Crashing into the wall. Another Puig highlight play.
Yasiel Puig, one for three. High drive, left center. Forget about this one. Yasiel Puig with a monster shot.
Yeah, the pitch to Puig. A fly ball well hit to left center field. And that one's going, gone. A home run.
Puig knew it was gone at point of impact. Wow.
A Seager grand slam highlights a comeback effort.
And Bellinger spanks this one. It's deep. It's on its way. And it's gone. Cody Bellinger. His second home run of the day. His third in less than 24 hours. He now has 15 home runs.
Cody Bellinger homered in his first at bat. He homers here in the eighth inning. So with two hit out of the ballpark, he has 15.
He takes a walk at 7-5. Third walk of the day for Utley. The bases are loaded. It's 7-5. Seager with a fly ball, well hit to right. It's on its way, and it's a grand slam. Corey Seager.
Don't ever leave the ballpark with the Dodger blue getting close. Corey Seager ambushes the fastball, and the Dodgers take the lead.
On Father's Day, Kike Hernandez says, "Who's your daddy?"
Set of the 2-1. Fly ball left center field and deep. Hernandez back, and he made the catch. A game saver from Kike Hernandez. What a special Father's Day this is for number 14.
2-1 to Joey Votto. A fly ball to left. Way back, Kike Hernandez at the wall, and he makes a spectacular catch crashing into the wall. Oh, baby, what a play by Kike Hernandez.
That's the defensive play of this game, of this series, and for the Dodgers of the road trip.
Cody Bellinger continues to rewrite the rookie record books.
First and second, still nobody out. The batter is Cody Bellinger. Hammered to right center field. No doubt shot. Number 20 for Cody Bellinger.
He is now tied for the league lead, just 51 games into his big league career.
And they still haven't figured him out.
Now a 3-2. On a high fly ball to right center field. Has Cody Bellinger done it again? Of course he has.
And the Dodgers lead 7-0. The rout is on, and we're not even finished with the second inning.
21 home runs in 51 games.
And it's a major league record. We have witnessed it here tonight. Cody Bellinger becomes the first player ever to have as many as 21 homers in his first 51 ball games.
And the very next day, more of the same from the rookie phenom.
Cody Bellinger to the plate. 9 home runs since June 10th. High drive to right. Bruce is back at the track. Cody Bellinger, you are ridiculous. Will he ever wake up?
Are you kidding me?
If you took his numbers coming into the day and you expanded it over a full 162 game season, it's a 67 homer pace.
Well, you just increased it.
The Dodgers were 9-11 when Bellinger was called up. Since then, they're 36-15. And a fly ball to right. It's well hit. He has done it again. 22 home runs in just his 52nd game. He is not of this earth.
He is out of this world. 10 homers, 10 games. Last guy to do that, 2010 Troy Tulowitzki.
The reigning rookie of the year continues to mash.
Seager hits one in the air to center. Conforto's back at the track, at the wall. Another Dodger home run.
Corey Seager directly over the wall and straightaway center field. His 10th home run of the year. And the Dodgers take an early 2-0 lead.
Seager hits a fly ball the other way. Cespedes working back, turning around, watching it go. The second Seager home run of the night.
Over the out-of-town scoreboard, Seager's second home run of the night. And the Dodgers lead it 5-0. Seager now with 11 home runs on the year.
And the soon-to-be rookie of the year follows suit.
That ball's drilled. Right center field. Cody Bellinger with a two-run shot.
Bellinger with his league-leading 23rd home run of the year.
That was a no doubt about it, a towering home run.
Driven to right center field, Peterson and Bellinger. Bellinger lays out and saves a run, maybe two.
I'm telling you, there ain't nothing on the baseball field he can't do.
Bellinger drills it, way back to right field, his second of the day. Let another Dodger party begin.
And the Dodgers are doing everything right. Bellinger received a curtain call. Man.
Kike dazzles with the infield D.
Maldonado rips it to short. Hernandez somehow, and from his knees. Are you kidding me? Tip of the cap from Kenta. And from close to 50,000 admirers in here tonight.
He can play every position on the field, and he hasn't pitched yet, but he's playing shortstop, and he's playing it like a little leaguer from his knees in the hole at short. Shows off the arm there.
There's a line drive, one hop. What a stab by Kike Hernandez. Throws from his knees. Dug out at the other end by Bellinger. A spectacular play turned in at both ends. Beginning with Kike Hernandez, the long throw from his knees.
You don't even practice these. They just come, and they come at the right time.
It was a monster night at the plate for Austin Barnes.
This was the issue for Clayton Richard when the Dodgers pounded him for 5 runs on May 6th. Barnes hits a high drive to left center field. Austin Barnes with a grand slam!
His first grand slam of his career, and the Dodgers start off the 4th of July weekend with a four-run bomb hit by Barnes. Barnes, the grand slam in the first. Here's a 3-2. They don't. Barnes, fly ball, left center field. That is well hit, and that one is gone! Into the Padre bullpen, a three-run shot.
A grand slam and now a three-run bullet for Barnes, and the Dodgers have opened it up. Seven RBIs for Austin Barnes on two swings.
Cody Bellinger is a one-man wrecking crew.
Bellinger's doubled, walked, and struck out today.
Bellinger drew it to left. Merrifield's back, and Cody Bellinger has tied the game in the eighth inning.
Now the Dodgers are used to this. 3-1 pitch was middle way and up, and Bellinger just went opposite field and hit a rocket line drive.
The bases are loaded for the Dodgers. There's nobody out at the bottom of the 10th. Herrera's on his way in. We're tied at 4, and Cody Bellinger will be coming up. Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
It's a walk-off walk for Cody Bellinger to provide the latest moment in this storybook season for the Dodgers.
Perhaps the wildest of the Dodgers' wins comes at the Twins' expense.
So it's up to Chase Utley now. Line to deep center. Granit on the move.
Back toward the wall. He can't get it. Forsythe scores. Grandal's home. Utley is at second base. The Dodgers are back to within one. The pitch to Forsythe. There goes Hernandez. Fly ball, short center field, and it is caught by Granit.
Here comes Turner. The throw goes wild and gets into the seats. From down 5-0 to a tie game in the eighth.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Now the pitch to Turner. Line drive, base hit into left field. Here comes Barnes.
The Dodgers have done it again. Beyond belief. Justin Turner, the game-winning RBI single. And in a game where they trailed 5-0, they win it 6-5 in the bottom of the ninth.
If it ain't reaching the seats, Puig can always run it down.
Driven down the right field line. Puig on the move, still going. Yasiel Puig catches it.
Elite right fielder, no fear of the wall, slides, catches it. It was a little bit of a snow cone, but had enough presence of mind to release the ball, let it drop deeper in the leather, and capture it.
Tip of the cap from Jock Peterson, and a sign of appreciation from Rich Hill as well.
Most of the rest of the Giant offense has really been languishing. And a fly ball down the right field corner, sliding away from Puig, and he makes a sliding catch into the sidewall. Oh, what a catch by Puig. It kept slicing and slicing and slicing. And there was Puig dicing and dicing and dicing and making a sliding catch, maybe a foot in fair territory, then sliding into the sidewall. What a catch by Puig.
How's this for your first career at bat?
As Turner takes an intentional walk and welcome Kyle Farmer into the fold. Farmer gets a chance to pinch hit and knocks in a walk-off winner in his first at-bat. Suarez to Farmer. Line drive. Base hit heading into the right field corner. Seager has scored. Here comes Turner. He's on his way home. Throw to the plate. Kyle Farmer's a walk-off hero in the first at-bat of his career. And the Dodgers win yet another improbable game.
3-2. Base hit down the right field line. Seager's going to come in to score. Turner getting the wave. Relay to the plate. Dodgers win it. What a moment for Kyle Farmer in his major league debut.
It's number 30 for the unstoppable Bellinger.
29 home runs for the kid.
He's got to have another 10 in him if he stays healthy.
Digs this one out to deep center field. Has he done it again to the same spot? Just a little bit deeper this time. Number 30 for Cody Bellinger. Matching the National League rookie record for a left-handed hitter.
Well, some others that hit this, somebody like Mike Trout got exactly
30. Nomar Garcia-Parra got exactly 30. Pete Incaviglia had exactly 30. Cody Bellinger's got almost 2 months of the season left to get more than 30.
Here's the 1-1 to Bellinger. And a fly ball to center field. Long run back for NC Arte. That ball's going, and it is gone. A home run. Cody Bellinger's 30th home run of the year. And the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
But Cody can get it done with a glove as well.
Lamb in a spot here where with one swing, this could get really interesting. Off of Watson, over to Bellinger, who dives for the bag and gets the out. And the scorebook, it'll look simple. It was far from it.
So the ball was touched in fair territory, even though as it's going to go across the line, prior to passing the bag, it's still a fair ball.
Pollock leading from second, the 2-1 to Lamb. Off the leg of Watson, Bellinger somehow catches the rebound off the leg in foul territory, then dives to the bag, and out at first base is Lamb. Watson's coming out of the game. He was going to come out anyway.
Corey Seager unloads the bases to give the Dodgers the lead.
Up to Corey Seager. The bases loaded, nobody out. They are still loaded, two out, and still nothing on the board. That is a base hit to right field. This game is tied on a Corey Seager base hit. Now running home, here's the throw. Puig is in to score. This place explodes as the Dodgers steal the lead.
Here comes the pitch. Line drive beats it into right field. Grandal scores. Utley scores. Puig will be held at third. Now caught in a rundown is Seager. Now coming home to score is Puig. Dodgers take the lead.
Clutch hitting. Wonderful base running.
Dodgers lead it 4-3.
Yaziel sends him home happy from Dodger Stadium.
There's not a single person in their bullpen that has a save on the year.
That's the 0-1 fly. Forsythe rips one down the left field line, a base hit into the corner.
And he's on his way to third, and he is on his way home. Throw to the plate is not in time. It is now 4-3 as Forsythe delivers a double into the left field corner. It's a one-run game.
Puig was never known as a clutch hitter. Full count. Puig stays alive just barely. Puig stays alive again. You bet he can. Into the gap in left center. Not a question of if. The question is who and when. Tonight it's Puig in the ninth.
The Dodgers on this historic run of theirs are now 50-9. Since the 7th of June.
Want more Puig? Of course you do.
Castellanos waits on a curve, lifts it to right. Puig a long way to go, lays out and traps it. No, he caught it. Yasiel Puig made the catch for out number two.
What a great effort by Yasiel Puig, because this is a big outfield here at Comerica Park, and he had to come a long way. And as that ball is coming down, wanted to be able to get the glove underneath it.
Breaking ball, fly ball, shallow right, coming on Puig, dives, and did he make the catch? Yes, he made the catch. Yasiel Puig ran a long, long distance to get that one, the head first dive, and he makes the catch.
The Grandy Man breaks up the perfect game of a former teammate.
Only one base runner through five innings on either side. Old teammates facing off. Here comes his 2-2. Verlander has this one ripped towards the corner, hooking towards the pole. It's gone! Curtis Granderson breaks the scoreless tie with a solo home run and breaks up Verlander's no-hitter in the sixth.
He was behind in the count, one ball and two strikes. He moved it to 2-2, and Curtis Granderson, whose last hit with the Mets was a grand slam, he winds up with a home run here in the sixth inning.
Curtis Granderson with number 20, the first hit of the day.
That actually hit halfway. It looked like halfway up the foul pole, and of course that means it's fair. But what a way to break up a perfect game by a home run by a former Detroit Tiger, no less.
Andrew McCutchen is not too happy with Mr. Puig.
McCutchen hammers the ball to right. Puig back to the warning track. Leaps up and makes the catch. Yasiel Puig's Gold Glove caliber season continues. On this one, he pays the price against that scoreboard and right.
Yasiel Puig with another unbelievable catch, picking up Alex Wood.
He drives one to right field. That's hit well. Yasiel Puig going back, leaps up, and he made the catch. My goodness. Yasiel Puig leaped up into the air. He crashed against the wall. He is still down on the ground, and somehow he held onto the baseball. Oh, my goodness.
Well, if he doesn't win the Gold Glove this year, something's wrong. He's made so many great plays.
Cody Bellinger surpasses a Hall of Famer with this blast.
And there it goes. Deep to right field. Cody Bellinger, number 36. That was an absolute blast off the bat of Cody Bellinger, and that breaks the rookie record. He has it all to himself, passing Mike Piazza, number 36 on the season for Cody Bellinger. And you called it, Nomar, 3-1. Take a big swing, sitting dead red, absolute bomb.
Red hot. 3-1 pitch. Bellinger, fly ball, and he got all of it. And with Cody Bellinger, it is gone. And Bellinger, a significant home run. That is his 36th. He had been tied with Mike Piazza, who in 1993 as a rookie hit 35 home runs. Bellinger with 36. And that passes Piazza.
Andre Ethier's return could not have been scripted any better.
In point of service, nobody's been in a Dodger uniform among the active players, and Andre Ethier is going to pinch hit. To right field, Andre Ethier has returned home in a big way. 413 feet later, the Dodgers are back to within a run.
It has been a great Dodger career, and it continues to be great with this at bat.
For Ethier, a chance to kind of get back into the flow of things, and boy, does he. Swings and he drives it. This is gone. Absolutely crushed. Andre Ethier, who's missed most of the last 2 years because of injuries. He spent his time swinging the bat, running the bases, and he comes on in a pinch-hit home run, and it's a one-run game. Andre Ethier with a home run.
The Dodgers demonstrate that home runs come in all shapes and sizes.
Taylor cranks one in the air to left center field. Odubel Herrera is back on it to the warning track. It carries to the wall, and it's off the top of the wall, ricocheting into no man's land. On the second pitch of the series, an inside the park home run.
It hit off the very top of the wall, 387 feet from home plate. Herrera couldn't get it. Then it bounced toward left, and by the time it was tracked down by Aaron Altair, Taylor had scampered around the bases.
A huge series against Philadelphia the first time around. He now yanks one deep to left. A traditional home run. They've gone back to back to open the night.
Turner goes into the stands, a more conventional trot around the bases. Just like that, the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead.
Yet another record-breaking home run for Cody Bellinger.
Bellinger to right. Pence going back at the wall, and it's gone! A three-run shot for Cody Bellinger. And the Dodgers take a 4-1 lead. His 39th. Now one ahead of Messrs. Robinson and Berger.
Left-handed batter waits, and the 2-1 pitch. High drive right field. Bellinger is going to watch it, and so are we. A new National League rookie home run record. Bellinger gets into the record books. He hits his 39th, and he gives the Dodgers the lead.
Number 39 for Bellinger, and that sets an all-time National League record for a rookie.
For the fifth straight year, the Dodgers break out the bubbly.
Jansen to Jones. And for the fifth consecutive year, the Dodgers are the champions of the National League West. This year, a smooth flight, but a bumpy landing. They're champions of the West once again. It's euphoria, it's relief, a sense of satisfaction, a journey that had its ebbs and flows this year.
Big Kinley with the 1-2 on the way. Got him looking, strike three, and the celebration begins on the field. Jansen mobbed by his teammates in a season that has been 154 games to this particular point, and they have done it again. The Los Angeles Dodgers, for the fifth consecutive years, are the champions of the National League Western Division.
Justin Turner's postseason could not have started any better.
Here's a 2-2. Turner with a fly ball to left. It's on its way, and it is gone! A three-run home run for Justin Turner, and the Dodgers take a quick 3-0 lead.
I'll tell you what, he spits on the split finger the pitch before, then he gets a fastball down and in, and he loses it.
Only in the fourth, but a chance to deliver more for Turner, and he sends that one into center field. That's going to get down, base hit. Taylor scores easily. Justin Turner has driven in four. 6-1 Dodgers.
Seager leads Scherfi set. Here's the pitch. Turner bounces a base hit into right. That didn't take long. Turner's fifth RBI of the night, and the Dodgers lead by five.
What a night for Turner.
Even when behind, you can never count the Dodgers out.
With runners at second and third and one out, and here comes Logan Forsythe now. One and two, there's the hook, and it's lined into left, coming in, can't get there, Peralta. Coming in to score is Bellinger, Granderson safe at third.
The Dodgers take a 4-2 lead on the RBI single by Logan Forsythe.
And a two-strike RBI single by Logan Forsythe. Excellent running by Bellinger. Immediately went back to tag in case the ball was caught.
And Barnes in his first full big league season. Drills one into left field for a base hit. In to score is Granderson. Forsythe behind him. Barnes arrives at second base with a double. And the Dodgers take a 6-2 lead.
You talk about making an adjustment. From pitch to pitch, not the same hitter. Incredible.
And here's Puig to hit. Here's the 1-2 Puig. Lines up base hit into left field. In to score is Barnes. Puig holds it first. The crowd is going crazy, and the Dodgers lead 7-2.
Boy, this inning is so impressive by the Dodgers. I mean, they're hitting ropes. You know, funny swing on a split that pitch before gets a fastball all over it.
Cody Bellinger does it all on the postseason stage.
Watching a very good game as Bellinger in the air, deep left center field. That is way back, and there she goes!
Cody Bellinger goes the other way. Hadn't hit a home run in 10 games, but this one has just given the Dodgers a 2-0 lead.
A lot of Dodger fans here.
2-2 to Mathis, and he popped him up. Foul territory, going to be close.
Bellinger reaches across and made an incredible catch. Did he hold it? Yes, he did. Bellinger held the ball, tumbled over the railing into the Dodger dugout, and made a sensational catch.
Bellinger leaning in, rolling over, making the catch.
What a play, what a game the rookie is having. This is spectacular.
The Cubs were no match for Puig in game one of the NLCS.
The Dodgers are in business with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Yasiel Puig is coming up. Fly ball, left center field, well hit. It's going to drop in for a hit to the base of the wall. Forsythe scores. Barnes will be held at third. Puig's got a stand-up double. The Dodgers are on the board, the Cubs two, and the Dodgers one. Puig continues his postseason red-hot hitting.
Yasiel with an RBI double in the fifth inning. Put the Dodgers on the board for the first time. And that one is hit high and deep to left field. Schwarber can't find it, and he's at the wall. It's gone!
just over the fence. And Yasiel Puig has given the Dodgers a two-run lead.
Yasiel Puig conecta. Cuadrangular, tanto, otra carrera, los Dodgers se van adelante ahora.
And just got a curtain call as well. He's celebrating.
I don't know if they really wanted him to come out, but he comes out anyway.
Justin Turner delivers a signature moment in Game 2.
The bullpen door is open, and John Lackey is coming in. That could well be a second-guesser's delight. Puig, the winning run at second. Turner with a fly ball to center field. It's way back at the wall. A three-run walk-off home run for Justin Turner. The Dodgers are up 2-0, and they are going crazy. The prodigal son, Justin Turner, with a three-run home run off John Lackey.
And Turner in the air to center field. That ball's hit well. Martinez on the run. This is way back, and it is gone! It is a walk-off home run for Justin Turner!
He grew up a Dodger fan. Now he's part of Dodger history.
2 outs, 2 on the pitch. Fly ball, deep center field in trouble. All the way back is Martin. It's a home run.
Justin Turner walks it off with a three-run homer to straightaway center. And the Dodgers win the ball game. What a scene here at Dodger Stadium.
In Game 3, it was Chris Taylor's turn to deliver the goods.
Back to the top of the order now. Second time through, here comes Chris Taylor. Taylor into center field. Hits that one well. That is back, and that one is long gone. Chris Taylor.
Hit it elevated enough, and that's a hitter's count. 3 balls and a strike. And for Kenrick, he threw it right down the middle of Broadway.
At the home run from Taylor in the third inning tonight to give Los Angeles the lead.
Taylor, base hit, pass Bryant into the left field corner. Peterson will score. Taylor's on his way to third. Here's a throw, head first slide, and he is safe.
Taylor jumping all over the first pitch and just keeping it fair down the line.
Yeah, hit right on the line. You can see the mark on the chalk.
It was the Kike show in Game 5 as the Dodgers take the pennant.
Hernandez, 2-for-8 in the postseason. With a fly ball to center field. That's well hit. Almora going back to the wall. He leaps and it's gone. A home run.
Hernandez with his first home run of the postseason.
Quintana has faced 6 hitters in the Dodgers lineup. 3 of them have swung at the first pitch, including this one by Kike for a home run.
Bases are loaded, and Kike Hernandez, in his first at-bat, hit a home run. And a high fly ball to right center field. That one is well hit. That one's on its way and gone. A grand slam home run for Kike Hernandez. Oh, doctor.
And look at his teammates meeting him at home plate. Nobody's more fired up than Hernandez right now, and can you blame him?
Y despídala con un beso. Cuadrangular monumental de Kike Hernandez.
Montgomery delivers. There's a fly ball to center field. It's on its way, and it is gone! A home run! Kike Hernandez, a 2-run shot. It is 11-1. He is never going to have a night like this again. And few in baseball ever will. Kike Hernandez!
And the Dodgers now lead 11-1. And the Dodgers are World Series bound.
The Dodger dugout erupting along the first base side.
Ball was thrown back on the field.
Oh,
Chris
nice.
Woodward, the third base coach, got it.
Chris Taylor jumps all over Dallas Keuchel's first ever World Series pitch.
Dallas Keuchel, he stays away from the strike zone. He likes to see other hitters fish. And on the first pitch, Chris Taylor hits it out. Keuchel gave up 15 home runs during the regular season in 146 innings. In one pitch, the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
The Dodgers, who are really trying to pick on something, scoop it, lift it in the air. They do not want the infielders to have much work. That is scooped and lifted way out of here into left. Bang! Starts the World Series for Chris Taylor.
Well, hello, John. Welcome to the World Series.
Well, it's hot. The ball's going to travel. And your first pitch in the World Series is a wake-up call. But that's what these Dodgers have done to a lot of teams. Woke them up and dominated in the postseason.
Chris Taylor will lead it off for the Dodgers. Keuchel delivers the first pitch. And Taylor cranks it pretty deep to left field. Gonzalez will just watch that one go.
Chris Taylor on the first pitch. Homers to give the Dodgers the lead. What a start and what a scene here at Dodger Stadium.
How many times have we seen Chris Taylor go up there and swing at the first pitch? He jumps on a sinking fastball and hits a no-doubter to left.
A battle of Jock versus Justin breaks up a no-hit bid.
The Astros with a 1-0 lead behind Justin Verlander, who has not given up a hit yet tonight.
High fly ball into right. Reddick back at the wall. Tug it.
Jock Peterson with a home run. He's tied the game at one. Peterson, who hit all of 212 during the regular season, hit 11 home runs, has just hit the biggest home run of his life.
2-1 on the way from Verlander, and a swing and a high fly ball. Back to the wall. Gone! Jock Peterson.
But Dave Roberts said he was going to play a hunch because he thought Peterson could catch up to some velocity. But he didn't get velocity there. He got a hanging slider from Verlander.
First postseason home run this year for Peterson. And that is the first hit for the Dodgers tonight.
A wild ninth inning rally secures a Game 4 win.
A 22-year-old who has 41 home runs. Bellinger hits it hard into left. Back at the wall. It's over the head of Gonzalez, and Bellinger's got his first World Series hit.
So there's the tying run, but the Dodgers have to do something that they've not been able to do consistently the last couple of games.
And that's the end of the line for Charlie Morton. This is his fifth appearance, a run, four hits in three innings. To God, Forsythe coming up.
And the 2-0 pitch, and a swing and a liner into left center, and that's a base hit. Bellinger is going to come in to score. The throw comes into second base, and Logan Forsythe has tied the game for the Dodgers.
Dodgers, a glorious opportunity now to take the lead. Nobody out, the 1-0. Bellinger lines one into left center field for a base hit. Seager rounding third. He will score. Bellinger with a double, and the Dodgers take a 2-1 lead.
All it takes is one swing of the bat.
Jock Peterson now.
Peterson is second of the series.
The Dodgers explode in the ninth. They score five, and the Dodgers lead it 6-1.
Game five produced big moments for Cody Bellinger.
Two men on, one out for the Dodgers, top of the fifth. McHugh has walked the first two batters he faces.
High fly ball into right. Back at the wall. It's gone. Bellinger with a three-run home run. And the Dodgers lead 7-4 here in the fifth.
Maybe two rows back in right. Bellinger with a big three-run blast. The Dodgers retake the lead at 7-4.
One out. Hernandez at first.
Into center. Springer. That's past him and to the wall. Kike Hernandez will come on. And the Dodgers are back on top, 8-7.
And what looked like was going to be a catchable play to center field, Springer came up on the ball. Looked like he had a play, made a dive, but the dive was to the backhanded side and attempting to go, and there was nobody backing him up.
The Dodgers rise from the dead to take Game 5.
We have arrived at the top of the ninth here at Minute Maid Park in Houston. The Astros lead the Dodgers 12-9. One down, one on. Here's Puig.
The 1-2, Puig lines one to deep left field, and it is into the Crawford box and a home run. Yasiel Puig, a two-run shot. It is now 12-11.
This is how strong you've got to be to do this. One hand.
Austin Barnes, 1-for-4 tonight. Barnes awaits. Line drive, base hit into center field.
This ball is down. Barnes is going to try.
The throw, he is safe with a double. The tying run and scoring position for the Dodgers.
I love the zero hesitation. I think absolutely the right play. You love the aggression.
The runner at third, Barnes, and the hitter, Chris Taylor, is digging his way in.
Base hit into center field. Barnes comes in to score, and the Dodgers have tied it at 12.
The Dodger dugout erupting. Peterson and Puig and a bunch of others racing up the steps.
This surreal game continues.
Trailing in game six, the Dodgers produce another rally.
Justin Verlander, 69 pitches through five. He's set down all but one of the 16 Dodgers he has faced so far, as Verlander has struck out eight tonight.
The sixth inning was magic for the Dodgers in games one and two. They're hoping somehow they can get some magic here in the bottom of the sixth in game six.
That's into left, a base hit. And only the second base runner of the night for the Dodgers. They put their leadoff man on for the first time.
One and two, Utley gets hit by a pitch. Chase Utley's never been a hitter. Goes to home plate trying to play dodgeball. First and second, nobody out. Barnes at second base, the first runner in scoring position. The 1-2. Line drive, base hit. It's fair, rolling to the right field corner. Barnes will score. Utley is on his way to third. He'll be held there. Sliding in with a double head first is Taylor. The Dodgers have tied the score at one. The plot thickens.
A 1-2. Seager hits it into right. Back at the wall. It is caught up against.
Tagging and scoring is Utley. Seager has given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead.
Turner and Bellinger combine forces to preserve a lead.
Tying run at third. And who would the Astros rather have up than the guy about to walk to the plate, Jose Altuve?
The set, the runner goes from first to the 1-2, a swing and a ground ball. Turner's got it. Throw to first. Dug out by Bellinger again.
Strong play on both ends. Turner with Bellinger digging it out.
Ground ball slowly hit to third. Turner picks it up, throws to first, low. Dug out by Bellinger. Cody Bellinger saves Turner's bacon and saves the Dodgers a run.
Grounds it to the left side. Third baseman Turner sidearms to first. Out. My gosh. A scoop by Bellinger gets Altuve by about 2 feet.
Jock Peterson's emotions carry him around the bases on this long ball.
So it's 2-1 Dodgers. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the seventh. Here's a pitch. Peterson with a fly ball to left. Well hit, back at the wall. Gonzalez lets it go out. Peterson delivers again. What a World Series for Jock Peterson. Jumping for joy, rounding third, heading home. The Dodgers lead 3-1. Jock Peterson was a vision of unrestrained joy. He was jumping up and down like a little kid. Hats on the back in the dugout, and the Dodgers are up 3-1.
1-2. Peterson hits it in the air to left. Back at the wall. It's gone. Peterson with his third of the World Series. And he's made it 3-1 Dodgers in the seventh.
Peterson has been unreal for the Dodgers this World Series. I'd say he's fired up.
Yeah.
Here's the 1-2, and Peterson lifts a high fly ball to left field. Did he get enough? Yes, he did. Opposite field home run. Jock Peterson's third home run of the World Series.
Peterson going berserk running around these bases, and I don't blame him. The Dodgers go up 3-1.
And we've seen a lot of guys get fired up rounding the bases. Nobody gets more fired up than Jock Peterson.